This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And as you may notice, there's no brick wall behind us if you're watching on YouTube, which this week you should be at On the Air with Brett and Claire on YouTube. But we are obviously in our Texas apartment, and we have a new little studio set up, which is why this episode is out later than we had hoped.
Yeah, it was a journey to get the chairs. We basically, one of them got here through just regular UPS, how it's supposed to. And then the other one we had to go track down and get, which that was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was out for delivery for 2 days and then didn't deliver either day. And then they said that the address was wrong, so I updated the address. And then they just didn't want to deliver it again. So we went to two different warehouses this morning to get the second chair. It took like 2.5 hours until we finally got it. And it was a whole process, but we really wanted to make this video or this podcast like a video that's available on YouTube. So we did it for you guys. And now we have both chairs, our little table, and our flowers. And we hope to eventually put an extra TV that we have like in this region.
Yeah, we're waiting on the mounting like bracket things to get here.
Yeah, if y'all have a Samsung Frame TV, do not throw away the mount because they're really hard to get.
At least for the 32-inch, the smaller one. I think that's the smallest one. Just, yeah, keep them. It's really hard to get, and you have to do like a third-party one that has specific Samsung parts, and we still don't know if we're even going to get them or not. So
yeah, but the goal is to put a TV here for, I don't know, either just put our like cover art or maybe show some things on the TV for the video watchers. It might be cool to have.
We'll have to put the On the Air neon sign thing there for now, but or I guess we don't have to. It looks fine like this.
Yeah, let us know if y'all missed the neon sign or just what you think of the setup. You can't really see the chairs that good, honestly, when we're in them, but they're like blue and white stripes and they're cute. They go with our podcast colors. So we're excited about our little studio situation. It's going to take a minute to get the lighting right because this is the first time we're recording in here. But just bear with us and, yeah, let us know what y'all think.
Yeah, the light is currently facing, I guess, both of us. It's very bright.
Yeah, it's blinding. I'm not a fan of our, like, studio light situation. But it decided to rain today for the first time in a while, so there's not a ton. I mean, there is natural light, but it's not as much as it usually is because there's a lot of clouds. So
it is what it is.
Yeah, we're just working with what we got.
Also, the volume last episode was terrible for my volume for some reason. I feel like it's normally not that bad. I know my voice is lower than Claire's, and it tends to not register very well. But we raised the volume, so hopefully it's better and I will try to talk louder, I guess. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened with all that. But hopefully this week it's better. And if it's not, we'll do some more researching to figure out what the problem is.
Constantly, just trying to fix everything.
Yeah, there's always an issue. But hopefully everything goes smoothly today. But yeah, I guess this episode is just going to be kind of like a, just us building a new routine. We're going to talk about some like wellness things, starting a new routine, moving into a new place, which I feel like we kind of talked about when we first moved to New York, but this will just be the Texas edition, but it really applies to any move. And I've also seen some of the people that I follow on social media talk about how they're treating September as like, even though we're not in school anymore, at least we aren't, I don't know about y'all listening, but treating it as just like, okay, I'm going back to school, like I'm getting ready for the new year. So I think we're kind of, I mean, we've all been
conditioned
boat.
For so long, like our entire childhood's conditioned that way, so why not, you know?
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of talk about that today, but I guess let's do our life update before we get into all that.
We didn't do a life update last time, did we?
I think the whole episode was just a life update.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're back in Texas. We've been running errands, like, nonstop, I feel like. And I think we're both pretty tired. Yeah. And I don't know, overall, though, I think we are doing pretty good. I know I feel better physically being here, like getting more routine going, and I think we're doing pretty good. We're still working on some stuff as far as, like habits of eating out, like food and, you know, maybe getting some stuff where we shouldn't. But I think we're getting better, and I'm feeling a lot more established, and I do have a potential job interview coming up. So yeah, I hope it all goes well and we get rolling and can start doing more things.
Yeah, I mean, it'll go how it goes, but we'll keep y'all updated. A huge thing though is we got a car. I don't think we had it the last episode.
I thought we did.
Did we? I don't know. If we had it, then sorry for repeating myself, but if not, we got a car. Yay.
I swear we had it. I feel like we've had it for 2 weeks now.
Maybe. I don't know. There's been a lot happening. We also updated our driver's licenses yesterday. Super exciting. We had to go to Wichita Falls, which kind of worked out because yeah, we got to see my mom, but they were the only driver's license office in the state that had an appointment available before January of next year.
Which is so ridiculous. I don't remember, like when we were 16 trying to get our, I don't remember it being that hard or that booked all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I know you usually have to like wait a long time, but no appointments until January is crazy. So
yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, is there just that many people moving here? I don't know what to think of that, but
I don't know. But thankfully they had appointments available in Wichita Falls, so we got that done. And yeah, we're kinda like just finishing up, there's a lot of dog hair on my microphone. But we're kinda just finishing up the like random things that come along with moving, like updating our address and all that stuff. So that's really what we've been up to, and taking advantage of the car and using it to run a lot of errands.
Yeah, which we're both realizing we are not used to the car anymore. I think we even said that last week, but my hips and like legs hurt from sitting in the car basically the last, since we got it. Like, I feel like we've been having to use it every day. And yeah, I just feel stiff and like I don't even want to sit. Like, it's hard to just sit in these chairs, even though they're pretty comfortable. It just hurts. And so I'm not, I don't know, I need to be moving more. So that's, yeah, that's something I'm kind of surprised by. I didn't think it would be that bad.
I just don't like it anymore. I think it takes so long to do anything and it's just frustrating. So, but yeah, I'm thankful that we have it because it's definitely hard to live here without one.
Yeah, there's, it's not walkable as far as how New York is. You can,
yeah, no,
hop on anything. This is, you have to have a car here.
Yeah. So we're thankful that we have the car, and hopefully we can get a second car in the somewhat near future, because if you're working not from home, I'm going to be stranded all day every day.
This
so
potential job, I'll have to have a car, so.
Yeah. So y'all wish me luck.
We'll get you a bike or something.
Yeah.
Although I don't really want you biking around this area, I felt like, but
yeah, I don't know. We will figure it out.
It'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And my mom also requested we add a segment on how the dogs are doing. So
they're currently locked out of the room.
Yeah, they are in the living room because with this new setup, we have our equipment like on the floor and they will walk all over it and stop the recording and do all that. But other than that, they're good. They're just not on camera today.
Which probably not the worst thing. I feel like most of the time when they were on camera, they were just like Penny would knock your microphone out of your hand or she'd be trying to climb on the back of the couch. So now we're not going to deal with any of that. In the future, we'll maybe figure out how to have them be in here.
Yeah, I think they'll come back in here. But for this week, we just kicked them out so we could do this one. But yeah, dogs are good. There's not much else more to like say.
There's
about
your update, Kathy.
Yeah. All right. I think that was... Oh, I guess another thing. You got your haircut today, and I'm getting a haircut tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting our haircuts. Mine was pretty quick. The place was really cool. It's called Brass Tacks here in Dallas, and
it was like... Brass Tracks. Is it not?
Brass Tacks. Like, the saying. Like, let's get down to Brass Tacks.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
What are Brass Tracks?
Like a railroad?
No, it's Brass Tacks, and it was cool. It was like a garage kind of thing, like an open garage area, and they had like a pool table, like all these old motorcycles, and they even had like a keg, like tap thing, like if you wanted, and it was pretty good. The guy was good. He was quick. We watched soccer the whole time. Yeah, he did my beard too. I've never had my beard trimmed, and I think it looks pretty good. I may have to straighten it up on the bottom a little bit, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. And I have a haircut tomorrow for the first time in like 10 months, so I am excited.
Yeah, you're excited, but I feel like you get anxious about it too.
Yeah, I don't like being stuck in one spot for a long time. And obviously when you're getting your haircut, you are stuck in one spot for a long time. But thankfully, I love the lady that cuts my hair, and I've gone to her for a while now, so...
Like 2 or 3 years?
Yeah. And she's really nice and easy to talk to. Hair by Sam. If y'all are in the Fort Worth area or want to drive to her, she's really good with curly hair. So, like, if you have curly hair, I would definitely recommend her.
Yeah, of, like, all the haircuts you've had or any, like, even the when you get it dyed and stuff like that, she does great.
Yeah.
And the dye looks good for a long time, even if it's grown out.
Yeah, I mean, my hair is, like, really grown out right now. I don't even know if y'all can see it that well in the camera, but I don't know. It looks fine enough. I'm not doing all that tomorrow. I'm just getting a cut.
Yeah, and it is a long process. I remember I sat in the car for hours when you got it done. Was that for that or was it not just your cut?
I have no idea.
I
honestly
can't remember, but I was in the car for a long time. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
How long is this supposed to take?
Yeah, dyeing it is a long process.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's also expensive, so I'm probably not going to be doing that for a while because it's a lot to keep up with cost-wise and just time-wise, but she does do a good job, so if y'all are interested, hit her up. All right. I think that's about all for our life updates. There hasn't really been much more
going on. Yeah, there's not going on. A lot going on. I guess there is a lot going on, but it's not anything super fun or important necessarily.
No, it's just like tying up loose ends and starting to move forward. Yeah. So that's about it. But all this talk about moving, so we are going to talk about, how do I word it? Just things that we're doing since we're in a new space to like start on a journey of better habits. Because when you move somewhere, it's a good time for a fresh start. So
we're just like building new routines here, which I feel like we're always talking about building routines. But yeah. I mean, every time you move, especially, that's a good time to restart. And I think we both were feeling not like we're on the greatest pattern, at least with like health, eating, and like our fitness in New York, surprisingly, even though we moved around a lot there. I think it was just not, we didn't do as good as we thought we could have done. And so I think we're really trying to take control of that and not have any excuses anymore.
Yeah, it's also just weird because, like, in New York, I feel like I lost a lot of muscle mass, like, in my arms especially, and I didn't think that would happen because in New York, like, things are harder to do, so you'd think you'd be, like, carrying more stuff, but I don't know, I feel like I carry more stuff here.
Well,
I don't know.
Different types of muscle, because, like, you can have huge, like, muscles, but you're lifting smaller weight just a lot of times, you know? And, like, that's called gym muscle. Like, it's not necessarily strong, but it, like, it's
but
big.
I used to be, like, strong, and now I'm, like, we went, spoiler alert, we went to our gym the other day, and I was, like, ooh, I used to be able to lift a lot more than this.
Yeah, I think your muscles, like, can get smaller, but not necessarily lose. Like, I don't know, I do feel weaker, but, like, I think my legs have just gotten trimmer, and, like, my legs is the biggest thing I noticed. They're not as strong. Like, being able to, like, do the, like, the leg press machine that we do sometimes, and squats even, they just don't feel as strong. But everything else felt normal to me.
Well, not to me. I feel weaker, so I don't know what that's about, but
yeah, I don't know either. I've been trying to think about that, because I was a little surprised in the gym, but we also have not been to the gym in a while, so.
No, we did not have a gym in our apartment in New York, and we also did not pay for one because they're absurdly expensive. So
yeah, and it's like they're like little clubs where you have to get accepted sometimes. I'm sure there's normal ones, but it felt like
there's definitely
that's
normal.
The whole culture there is like, if you want to go to a gym and do stuff, like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know, but we do have a gym here now, so we went to it one time, like, this week,
2 days ago.
Yeah. Yesterday we couldn't because we had to go to Wichita Falls for our IDs, and then today we've been on a wild goose chase for this stupid chair. So
yeah, it's been the longest day of just trying to get the chair here, because otherwise we would have just been doing another, I mean, we could have done a video, but probably just audio only.
Yeah,
because all we'd have is the couch, and the couch is boring. So
yeah. But yeah, that being said, I feel like for me personally, my goal is just to go to the gym like 3 times a week and mainly focus on strength training.
When we went down there, my biggest thing, you saw me, you were like, why are you jumping around so many machines? And I was just trying to keep my heart rate like at an elevated pace, but not like too ridiculous where I'm like going to pass out or something, yeah. You know? So I was just trying to like hop between machines or like sets of things and keep my heart rate good. I even hopped on the treadmill, but then you were ready to go, so I didn't do anything after that. But
yeah, we were in there for like an hour though.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like kill myself with the weight necessarily, where I'm doing things and I just like, it's, you do it until you just can't do it anymore, you know? Like, I'm just trying to keep a good pace and not completely kill myself, because I want to ease into it, and not, because whenever you get super sore and you're torn up the next day, that's when you don't want to go back, you know? And then if you can't go the next day or keep going, it's not fun. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like lifting weights because I have PCOS, which I feel like I probably definitely talked about.
I think so, yeah.
I kind of don't know if I have, though, honestly. I want to do a whole episode on it, like, during PCOS Awareness Month or whatever, but yeah, so I have that, and
yeah, we could do a lot of research on that, just to, I'm sure people out there, like, tons of people have it.
Yeah, and I know a lot.
No, I know you do. I'm just saying, like, we can really get into it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I have PCOS, and lifting weights is supposed to be way better for you than, like, cardio when it comes to PCOS. Excuse me. just because it doesn't put as much, like, it doesn't raise your cortisol levels as much, which in turn doesn't, like, affect the rest of your hormones negatively. So that's really my goal, is, like, weightlifting 3 at least times a week. And I feel like that's a good goal that's not too unrealistic for me to just, like, go crazy in the gym 24/7, because that's just not me. And
I mean, eventually we could ease into going, like, 5 days a week, but at first I'm not trying to jump and set the goal way too high so that I don't even feel like I can do it.
Yeah, I think it's important to set realistic goals that you can exceed and not goals that are just going to make you feel like a failure if you don't do them.
Yeah.
Which I think you especially get in that boat a lot. So I think there has, like, to be a balance with everything.
Even with our eating, I've been trying to not let, like, one little meal here or there, like, make me feel like, oh, we, you know, we just can eat whatever we want now for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like, food isn't inherently bad or good. Like, I feel like there's, you know, like, the 80-20 rule. Like, live your life as healthy as you can 80% of the time, and the other 20% of the time, like, just do what you want. I mean, within reason,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is, like, I'm just trying to get, like, solid days, like, where I get the whole day of eating good. It's not just, like, one meal. It's, like, if I get a whole day, I think I feel better.
Yeah.
You know? And then every once in a while, like, oh... If we're out and about and you get hungry, I get hungry, it's like, all right, we can get something that's not, you know, strictly on what we're trying to eat.
Yeah, which for me, I'm not following any type of specific diet. I'm just trying to eat, like, no added sugars, not a lot of carbs. Everybody's pushing this whole keto thing on me. So yeah. If y'all have done it or know people that have, let me know. It kind of freaks me out. I've heard a lot of horror stories about keto, and I don't know that it's right for me, like, health-wise. So
I think you can, like, do parts of it that you're good with, and then other parts you can incorporate stuff that you still
think. Well, keto is just no carb, though. High fat.
Yeah, that's, like, because I'm not doing that. Like, I'm doing low fat, and I can eat as much vegetables, fruit, whatever, and lean meat as I want. Because you really can't overeat on those things. So that's, like, what I'm doing.
I guess. I don't know.
But, like, I still get carbs from vegetables and fruits, and I get a little bit of sugar, but I'm not getting, like, processed sugars and processed food and stuff like that. Like,
I just think everyone is so different, and what everyone's body needs is so different, like, down to the type of fruit that, you know, your body processes the best. And I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all approach for everyone, other than, like, eliminating as many processed foods and added sugars as possible. I think that's the only, like, one-size-fits-all thing that there is. Yeah. Like, I mean, I just don't, like, agree with
splitting hairs or whatever at that point, where it's the, like, minute, like, oh, this one's better than that one. But as long as, yeah, like you said, you're not getting the ultra-processed stuff, I really think that's, as long as you're avoiding it, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Because those are what is linked to all the health issues and, like, depression and anxiety and all that stuff. If you can avoid that, I feel like you'll start feeling better.
Yeah. And not that there aren't a ton of other factors that go into those things also, though.
I mean, yeah, it's just food's a big deal. And, like, the high, like, the calorie-dense foods are very addictive. And that tends to be what a lot of us eat in America, especially. And they're linked to a lot of not good things. So
yeah,
and I can tell when I don't eat those things or I avoid them, it I feel a lot better. Like, I don't feel as bloated. I don't feel like all that inflammation in my body. Like, whenever I get a good solid day of eating what I'm supposed to eat, I feel, like, immediately, like, my body, like, sucks in. Like, it's not as, I don't feel as, like, bleh.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm focusing on. That's what you're focusing on. Oh, there's not much else to that part. I feel like we're moving around a lot kind of naturally. We don't have to do that too much.
Yeah. No, I always hit my steps every day.
Yeah. She's always on the go. I like to sit a lot more, which I'm trying not to do as much, or I'm trying to not have as many breaks between things that I do in the day, because I tend to just sit down for no reason and I don't want to get up. So
yeah. You do.
Yeah, you make fun of me. You're like, oh my gosh, you need to sit down for 5 minutes.
I just things. Can't relate because I'm very, like, an on-the-go person.
Yeah, at the end of every day, even if you're here all day, you're like, I got 10,000 steps. Like, just yeah. Walking around the apartment, I'm like, I don't understand how you do that.
Yeah, easily. Because it takes a lot to, like, clean everything. I don't know. It's easy to hit a lot of steps, honestly.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, get up and do it. But, yeah, I'm just hoping, like, my goal with, you know, eating different foods and being more active, I really just would like to improve my PCOS symptoms, because it's not a fun thing, and I'm sure somebody listening has it or know someone that, like, deals with it, and it's really not fun. So I would like to do as much as I can to minimize the symptoms and feel better. So
yeah, and just also, like, the I don't know, I'll call it the big pharma route tends to really, it can be damaging to your body sometimes, you know, a lot of times. Like, it can just be bad to have so many medications, and they don't necessarily fix it. They just, it's a little Band-Aid, and it's not going to get any better than, you know, as good as they can make your little drug cocktail. So
yeah, and that's what I don't want to do, because I think we've talked about, like, after your cancer stuff, a big anxiety of mine is randomly, like, trying new medications. And so I just try to avoid them as much as possible. And I've been offered, like, spironolactone or whatever, things like that, and I just don't want them. So yeah, this is just going to be a big effort to try to see what happens.
And I think we're approaching things more naturally too, and we want to see how that does. But, like, you have to really give it some time, and you have to, like, stick to it more, and not go off. Cause, like, you want to see those results. I want to see if we can actually get the results, like, by sticking to it. And I kind of want to prove to ourselves whether or not it's how true.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
True or not it is, you know, if you eat or do certain things.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone always says that. It, and I feel like I've never been able to, well, I have once, like, I was able to stay on a, you know, like, a pretty strict way of eating and exercise, and I lost tons of weight, and I felt the best I had ever felt, but I haven't been able to do that again in that way. So I'm like, okay, I need to find a new way to do it, and I feel like we're on a good path right now.
Yeah, I just think a good balance is important, and staying active, and food is fuel, you know, so
you fuel love to enough, say right? That.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just, I don't know, every time I think of that, it's like, it doesn't matter if it tastes good or not. It's like, just eat it, because that's all it is. It's fuel, so.
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of us overthink food way too much, or, like, think about food way too much. And at the end of the day, it's literally just something to fuel you to, like, continue on your day and get things done that you need to get done.
Yeah, I've been, so part of the way I'm eating is I have to eliminate salt and what, like, I'm trying to, not all fats, but, you know, I'm not doing butter and tons of oils and stuff like that. And so it's been different to eat. For me, it tastes like very bland food. So, like, the most seasoning I really can get is, like, chili powder, cayenne pepper. I can put some hot sauces. Like, I have a habanero one. And then I can put, like, garlic powder and onion powder on stuff. And then I just mainly eat vegetables with meat. And, like, it tastes good, but it's not as good as I know I can make something with a bunch of seasonings. And so I feel like my taste buds are changing because of my expectations before with flavor versus now are getting, you know, I'm expecting less flavor, but I'm just eating it because I know it's good for me.
Yeah, I just don't think butter or salt is inherently bad. If we're not
No, I just think that I personally take in a lot of sodium and salt.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, like, my sweat it burns my eyes, and it'll leave white, like, deposits of salt on my forehead if I sweat too much. So I think strange. I don't know if that's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone else that happened. I guess Carl, it happens to him, but, like, I've never met anyone else outside of that. I don't know. It's a lot of salt in my system, and so I'm trying to eliminate it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
But I'm just saying, like, the flavor thing, though, like, it's weird, like, how you can get more used to it, and, like, the things I did not necessarily like before, I'm enjoying more.
Yeah, I think your body, like, adapts really quickly, honestly. Like, it does not take that long.
Yeah, like, one good day of eating that way, and you kind of just accept it. And I think if you actually physically feel better, it makes it easier, because there's a result pretty quickly. You're not just doing it to do it.
Yeah, for sure. We also ordered a sourdough starter, so...
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Which I'm not supposed to have bread, but I will definitely be eating sourdough that we make.
I'm just excited to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think there's, like, a... I don't know. Like, it's supposed to eat this or that. Like
I'm just saying for me, like, the way I'm
doing. I just think it really has to all be balanced, though, because I think a lot of people just get so extreme and all or nothing about everything, and it turns into unhealthy quickly.
I mean, yeah, so. I'll still want some sourdough every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not going to never eat it again.
Yeah. I'm just excited to make it. And we also got some, like, flower baskets for our balcony. So we have some rosemary in there. And we planted some other herbs and just flowers. So I can make rosemary sourdough. So if y'all want a loaf, let me know. I mean, we don't even have the starter yet. It's on the way, so it'll be a little bit. But
turn out at all.
I think it'll be good.
I mean, yeah, there's so many people baking bread right now. It's, I think ever since COVID, when people got stuck inside, I've wanted to do it, but, like, everyone started baking their own bread. And I don't know, I feel like there's going to be so many tutorials on how to do it right. And we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good baker, honestly. I'm not good at many things in the kitchen, but, like, baking is something that I can do. So I'm pretty confident in my ability to make this sourdough.
Yeah, because you're a rule follower, and you just follow the steps, and it's good. Because, like, I don't like to follow the rules. Like, whenever I cook, I just do what I feel like doing.
Yeah, it could never be
and
me.
And it turns out great, you know, usually. Yeah. And whenever I bake, I want to do it my way, and it turns out terrible.
Yeah, because you can't do it your way.
Like, the over-mixing thing, I'm still just, like... Like, why does overmixing it mess it up that much?
I have no idea. Like, I don't really get that part either, but I just don't overmix it. It turns out pretty okay.
And I still don't even, like, at what point is it not overmixed, or is it mixed just fine? It's like, as soon as I don't see powder, like dry powder, I'm like, okay, I just don't touch
it. Yeah, I think that's...
I still feel like there's some in there that needs to be mixed, but I guess it's fine.
It figures it out on its own in the oven. It
just settles itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't like it as much.
I love it.
Well, you'll be baking the bread for us.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited about our garden. Like, there are things about Texas that are nice, because it's really nice to have a gym and a little outdoor garden. I mean, I would hardly call it a garden. It's, like, a lot of flowers and then literally, like, rosemary and basil. So, but we do have a little...
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's the start of an herb garden, and I'm excited about it. And I think us having a bigger kitchen... I think we've already talked about this, but it just gives us, like, no excuses anymore to order food or whatever, because it's, like, we have this big kitchen. I mean, it's, you know, fairly decent size for an apartment, so it's nice to be able to...
huge now.
I mean, yeah, it feels huge, so it's just nice. Like, it makes me excited to use it. Some of our families
have huge kitchens, too, like, really big kitchens, and this one feels really big to me because of how small the other one was.
Yeah.
Cause, like, I'm looking, like, that was the size before, is our bathroom cabinets in here. It's so small, and it's exactly about the size that we had in New York.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just exciting to be able to cook in there, and it makes you want to, like, make things, because you have the space to do it, and we haven't had that for a while, which is nice.
Yeah, and our sink is so big, we can fit, I mean, a lot of our dishes before we actually have to wash them.
Yeah, I don't like to do that.
yeah, we have to do them, but it is nice to have the option to not want to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as routines go, just trying to work out more, garden a little bit, and it's, like, a very grounding activity, so I think it's a good thing to do. and eating like higher quality foods and a lot of like, you know, making our own foods and really reading ingredients and making sure there's not a lot of bad stuff in there. Same goes for like makeup products and stuff too. I feel like we were, I mean, not makeup for you, but like your shampoo and all that. Like we were really good about that right after your brain surgeries. But honestly, living in New York, everything just felt so like unhealthy just in general, like the air and everything. It kind of made me not, I still cared about like clean products, but it made me not as concerned about it because it was like, well, there's all these other things in the air, so my clean makeup isn't gonna do anything to benefit me. But I think now I'm trying to get back on that train, which I still pretty much am. I never have used anything too crazy since
Is weird how much cleaner Dallas feels though, even though there's certain things that there's more of here that there weren't there, you know, but it's pretty dang clean all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more like nature around. Like even outside of our window, we can see lots of trees all the time. And I feel like you can actually see the sky, which there, whenever we would catch the moon some nights, we would kind of be amazed because we didn't even think about like, oh, we don't usually see the moon. And yeah, it's just, it's a lot different. And I like it, and it has inspired me to, I think both of us, to make some really big changes.
Yeah, New York and Texas are inspiring in different ways, but yeah, right, oh my gosh, right now, this is the path that we're on, so yeah. And then another thing is I've been trying to get back into journaling in the morning. I talk about this all the time, but I was so good about it like 2 years ago. And then I just really have fallen off. So now moving here, I'm really trying to make that a part of my routine again.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wake up early again. I was definitely getting in the pattern of just sleeping in there, which it wasn't like sleeping in really late. It was like till 9 or 10. Because like if I sleep until 10, I get to the point where I'm just not comfortable in bed anymore. And I can't go to sleep after that. I'm just laying there, you know, and I'm just being lazy. And like here, I've been getting up at least at 6 or 7 every day. And I prefer, like when we lived in Granbury before, I would wake up usually between 5 and 6. Cause it just allows me to get everything done in the morning I need to, and then get ready for my work day or just the normal day. And yeah, I don't know. I'm really liking waking up earlier here and just feeling more like I have my stuff together. And maybe it's just because it's familiar here. Even though we're in Dallas and we haven't lived here, it just, Texas feels more familiar still. And I feel like just, I know what I can do out there, you know. I feel like a little more intimidated in New York, which that was the point. But I felt very uncomfortable there in a sense of like, okay, what do I need to tackle today? It just was always a whirlwind and I just felt chaos. I didn't quite know how to center myself there as much.
Yeah. I think that's something that probably takes a while to adjust to, but
yeah, it just feels like you're floating around in a ocean during a storm out there. Like you just don't know quite what to do. That's just how like the feeling of the whole city felt to me. Like it was nice. Like I liked the energy, but it also like when you're trying to go out there and like really attack things and like figure out what you're going to do, it was like almost too many options, too much. Like you didn't know which direction to go. It was just kind of a lot.
Yeah. But I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I looked up some like successful people morning routines and I was just going to
forgot about that.
Read off some of the things, not their entire routine, but just like some key things that they do. And this is from rise.io. Super legit website. All right, so a lot of people have said like no social media, in the morning hours, so don't wake up and immediately get on your phone. That's something I would really like to implement into my routine. I definitely immediately get on my phone right now, and I would like to not do that as much because I don't think it's great for you.
Yeah, I agree. One of the first things, like one of the things, like the second.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
One week we were here, I woke up one morning and I was about to like hop on like YouTube on my phone just to like scroll through the shorts that they have. And I just decided to delete it because I was like, this is taking up way too much of my brain and my focus. And I haven't caved since, so I've been fine, but it feels a lot better not having to. Or not having the, like, I know that I could just, if I'm bored or, like, I'm just sitting there, I can just start scrolling on it, and it just gives me a little bit of dopamine if I find a cool video. And I didn't like how that was making me feel overall.
Yeah, I think if you don't give yourself the option, then you're going to hopefully, like, fill your time with better things. Like, if I were to not give myself the option of going on social media or whatever, like, in the mornings, then I would be much better about journaling, which is something that would help me a lot more than, you know, looking on Instagram or whatever at 7 a.m. So
I also used to think that it, like, gave me ideas and, like, motivated me to do things. But I think it more just made me feel like I was in a corner and, like, everything had been done already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think just not you specifically, but, like, people just use those type of things to like justify it to themselves as to why they're like consuming so much, when in reality it's like that's not gonna.
Well, and also if there's people that you're following and they're doing something like building a business or going on an adventure or travel, whatever they're doing, and you're following along in their videos, you can kind of feel like you're doing it and get the same feeling in a way, not exactly, but some of the same feeling and excitement, but you don't ever have to do it. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like I was doing that, or I just felt like I couldn't do anything, or I had already done stuff, and I was like, I think this is just sidetracking my ability to come up with my own stuff and go really do it.
Yeah, so I would agree.
Yeah, because like if you don't have a lot, like if there's no need for creativity in your life or imagination, you're not going to do it or come up with stuff or like use that ability that you have. And yeah, I really want to get away from that.
Yeah, I think you have to find it within yourself.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easy.
Yeah. Another thing is like waking up with the sun. So I like to do this, and so did Ariana Huffington.
I do not know who that is.
I don't really know who it is either, but she's the founder of Thrive Global. I don't know. But
I don't know what that is either.
I don't either. But a lot of other people do this. So just like having no alarm clock, but waking up just with the sun like shining in your window. And I do wake up like that every morning. So that's one good thing.
Yeah. Well, when we were in New York in our second little bedroom we did, there was like no sun in there. And that really affected me. I just felt like I could stay in bed longer. And I hope y'all can't hear that. Ruby's just whining at the door. But yeah, I couldn't, whenever it was so dark in there when I'd wake up, it didn't feel like it was time to wake up. It didn't feel like it was daytime even. And it made it harder to get out of bed and like actually start your day and do all of the stuff you needed to do.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for me personally. Like I really need a lot of natural light. So I've been waking up and like seeing the sunrise behind Reunion Tower.
Yeah, I think that's why I've been waking up so early again, and I haven't really tried to do it. It just happens, and yeah, it's because the sun starts coming in here, and...
Yeah. Hey, no. Sorry, our dog's being crazy. Also, I keep looking at the camera because I'm trying to make sure it's still recording, because y'all know we've had issues with that in the past, but I think we're good for now.
The lighting looks pretty good from here, but... You never really know until you throw it up on that.
Yeah, I look like a little ant in there, so it's hard to see.
I'm getting used to these chairs, too. I feel like so, I don't like those, sitting here like this is different.
Yeah, I still am not sitting up straight, like, literally at all. But
yeah, I, like, lean to this side a lot, I've noticed, and I don't know why. That's so weird. Maybe that's why my, like, hips and everything hurt when I sit so much. I don't know.
Maybe. Let's see. So another common thing was to wake up and drink a glass of water instead of immediately drinking coffee. This is like a popular one that I've heard a lot. Like, don't just wake up and instantly drink coffee. Like, wake up and drink water and then eat breakfast and then have your coffee. Or wake up and do a fasted workout, which there's different schools of thought on that as well. Like, whether or not you should eat before you work out or not. But I think... That's something I want. I kind of really do implement
with,
that.
Yeah, honestly. I really agree with this one. I've been doing that the last couple days where I just wake up and I'll make sure my water bottle's filled and I'll try to drink a lot of water at first. Mm-hmm. And it keeps you, especially if you're trying to fast or you're not trying to eat until about noon. Some mornings I'm hungrier than others, but drinking a lot more water helps, and it does help get your system going, and it helps hydrate you throughout the day or from the start of the day. And it helps everything run normally, which is nice. And yeah, I've kind of been avoiding coffee in the mornings, especially. I try to wait and only drink it if I feel like I need it, or if like I'm getting a headache because I'm not getting caffeine or whatever. But I do want to avoid coffee from now on in general, but drink way more water in the mornings.
Yeah, I don't think coffee does me a whole lot of good. Like, it definitely gives me energy, but then I crash, and it also gives me a lot of anxiety, so...
Yeah.
It's, like, not really worth it, so I don't really drink... I mean, I drink coffee every day, but, like, the amount of coffee I drink is very small, like, not even a full cup.
Yeah, for the last, like, year or two, I just feel like it's a rush of anxiety, which does make you feel like you need to do more, and I guess that's the energy part, but it doesn't feel like energy... And then, yeah, I crash really, at least that's how I feel. I crash really hard about noon to 1 o'clock and all. If I was at work, I would just be, that's about nap time. Like, if I could, I would just fall asleep sometimes. And, like, I didn't want to, but I was just so tired because of the crash.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. And, like, you've seen some days, like, even if we drink coffee in the morning, right after about we eat lunch, I start falling asleep, especially if you eat certain foods, which I should avoid now, and hopefully that'll help. But the crash of coffee with bad foods can really make your afternoon not fun, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to go to bed. It's hard to even get through the rest of the day. And I don't think that a rush of adrenaline, which I'm pretty sure that's what coffee does with you, it's not good for your system.
It also messes with your blood sugar. So when your blood sugar isn't stabilized, then you get tired.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I'm not a doctor by any means.
Also, I don't even know if this is true, but I've heard it a lot of times, is like the corporate work schedule or whatever, whenever the industrial era started, that's about the time coffee came into the scene in America, at least. And it's so that we could work longer hours. Like, it changed it, because we used to have like way more breaks or something like that. And then coffee, they started giving it to people for free at work, like the employers did. And people started working more.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Because they're just getting wired on coffee all day long, so.
Yeah. Okay, let me just do, like, one more, because I know this is a little bit long. Or I guess I'll do two. Or three. I'm just going to speed run them real quick.
Yeah.
So, reading in the morning is a big one. I don't think it really matters whether it's fiction or nonfiction. Just, like, pick up a book and read a little bit. Especially if you're someone that wants to go on your phone in the morning, it's a good
substitute.
Yeah, it's a good substitute. So that's a good one. Also, just waking up early. Tim Cook is a big proponent of that.
Tim Cook's the Apple guy, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about that. Like, I like to wake up early, but I do think there's some people that don't thrive waking up early. So I think you just have to know what works for you when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. I am tired still, but I like waking up early and getting the day started. But whenever I've gotten you up early, you never really go with, like, you never have a good time. You're always not happy about it.
Well, I like to wake up naturally. I don't like to be awoken.
I feel like I do just naturally wake up early, and it's easier for me to just get up. And if I fall back asleep,
yeah,
I just get more tired and not ready to start the day.
Yeah. And then last one, so Benjamin Franklin said, a journal about what good you'll do today, which I like that one. I think it's good to bring positivity and goodness into your day and, you know, write about something good that you can do for somebody else. I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, our hearts and minds, I feel like, should be focused on doing for others, you know, and helping them. And it gives back to yourself in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, we're going to try to incorporate those things into our routine, and the stuff that we talked about for our own routine, we're already kind of working on. So that's all for this week's episode. Soon I want to do like a fall themed episode of some sort. Not really sure what it is yet, but I'm going to put out my fall / Halloween decorations on Saturday, if not tomorrow. So I'm ready.
You decided that yet?
Well, September 1st.
Oh yeah, you did decide that. I just didn't think it was September.
Actually, that Sunday, soon. But
yeah, it's just crazy that it's gone by that fast.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yep. So let us know what else you want to hear from us. Again, I'm sorry this episode is out late. If you're listening to it right when you see it go live, the YouTube video will probably be up in a few more hours because it takes forever to upload to YouTube. But
although we should have faster upload speeds with our new internet, so
yeah,
maybe like a little
slightly
sooner.
But we'll see. Let us know what you think of the new setup. Do you miss the brick wall? Do you miss the neon sign? Are you happy with how it is? Let us know.
Maybe we can get like fake brick wall.
I don't
maybe
think
not
so. Yeah,
it'll be inauthentic.
Yeah,
that was like a real New York brick wall. Like, that was 1910. It was how it was.
Yep.
I'm going to miss it.
I do miss it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank y'all for listening, and we will see you on Monday for our book club. Everybody,
oh God,
message Brett
now
to read the book, because that's
I'll download it right after
3 days away. So, yep.
I'll download it after we're done, and I'll just speed read it.
Okay. Well, we will see y'all on Monday for book club. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And then we will see you on time next Thursday for a new episode, since we will have no chair debacle and all will be well.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.